Probably mixed emotions, to be honest. I think we're a little bit frustrated and a little bit disappointed that in the end, it feels a little bit like a defeat in there. And I think that there's a little bit of credit to the boys for how far they've came the last number of weeks, that they feel like that. But there were some good things that we done at times, but there was also probably just disappointed in the manner in which we kind of let the game just play out rather than go and grab it by the throat and push it back in our favour. So as I say, I can't argue with or criticise their effort and their commitment like we always get from them. There's probably just things in there that we, as I say, we could have and should have done better. That natural balance of Ronan Boyce on the right hand side, and we probably didn't get the same numbers going forward. Robbie came in and done a brilliant job for us, but not his natural position, and was never going to give you what Ronan gives you, and that probably hurt us. And then losing Dippo at half time, obviously, and that presence on the front line. So they're things that we had to deal with. But we take that and we move on.
Tiernan, with what happened with Bohemians last week, do you think there was a big expectation on a home win tonight?
Yeah, and rightly so. I don't think we should be anything but. I think we have to get ourselves to the stage of making this a fortress, and we should be looking to win every game at home. We should be looking to win every game, but especially at home. And I think the big thing for us now is, and probably what's most pleasing, is the disappointment. And I think the great credit to them for that.
The way other results went tonight, you'd have been hoping to go on with the 3 points in your pocket?
Yeah, as I say, every game you want to go in with the 3 points in your pocket, and we knew tonight was going to be a tough game. Shields are a good side, and they've been in a decent run of form, so we knew it was going to be difficult. And as I say, there was lots of positives tonight. It wasn't all doom and gloom. So we'll take our point and we'll move on.
Away from the pitch, this is a big weekend for the club. 40 years in the League of Ireland. You feel the weight of the history on your shoulders?
I think you always feel the weight of the Derry City on your shoulders. But listen, that's what you want to do. You want to manage big clubs, and you want to be involved in big clubs, and you wanted to have that challenge, and you have to embrace that challenge of trying to bring trophies here and try and bring league titles here, and we don't shy away from that. You don't know where it's going to go, but we definitely work towards that every day.